According to unofficial state election results, Ortez, a retired Ketchikan High School teacher, apparently will have a third term, representing the communities of Ketchikan, Metlakatla, Heidelberg, and Wrangell. Ortez says he campaigned hard and was pleased with the results of the House District 36 election. His previous elections were closer races. In 2016, he had 52% of the vote. In his first bid for the legislature in 2014, though, Ortez and then-challenger Sherry Klein had to wait nearly 2 weeks for all the absentee and question ballots to be counted before a winner could be declared. Ortez squeaked out that first victory with 50.57%. Ortez says he likes to think he's doing better because more voters know him and what he can do.
I'm expecting that I probably did a little bit better in Wrangell, and that's just because of the fact that they're just more familiar with me now, and they, you know, they've seen some things that I've been able to accomplish for the community of Wrangell, and so I just think that there was a growing comfort level with me there.
A breakdown by precinct is not available from the Alaska Division of Elections until later. This legislative session, Ortez will be headed into a different political mix. Ortez has supported some of outgoing Governor Bill Walker's proposals to balance the state budget, including using a portion of the permanent fund earnings and capping individual dividends. The apparent governor-elect, Mike Dunleavy, ran on a campaign of restoring full PFDs. Ortez says he worked with Dunleavy before when he was in the state Senate.
I feel like we do have a working relationship, and one that I'll be able to, you know, it's already established now, be able to use to work, you know, effectively for the goals of District 36 and for what I see as the priorities for District 36. And yeah, you know, that's one of the advantages of being an independent. You can, you know, you can make adjustments and you can work with both sides.
For the past 2 years, Ortez caucused with the House Majority Coalition, which comprised mostly Democrats, but included some independent and Republican lawmakers. Ortez says he doesn't know whether he'll remain in that caucus in this new legislature. With some election races still unclear late Tuesday night, he says the balance in the House could change.
I think there's some really close races that, you know, that could change in the direction of the Democrats. But it appears that the Republicans are at least going to pick up a couple of seats from what they had before. So that's why the whole question about caucusing is in flux right now.
No matter what, though, Ortez says before he heads to the legislature's 31st session on January 15th, he plans to check in with all the communities in the district to hear their goals and priorities. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.